Well, sometimes lessons don't really match up too well with baptism, but I kind of got a giggle today because we're baptizing Tara, and that's a long story, but I won't tell it now. Anyway, we're baptizing Tara, and I thought to myself, all right, I'll read through the lessons. Well, it works really great. With baptism, we know there's baptism of water, we know there's baptism of fire, and baptism of desire. And what that is baptism of water, which is what we're going to do today. We're going to baptize her in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then we anoint her with oil. And all of us who are baptized and sealed by the oil, by the Holy Spirit in baptism, we are marked as Christ's own forever, and nothing can change that. By fire, well, we know what that means, the Holy Spirit. We all receive the Holy Spirit at baptism and at other times. And we know that John the Baptist even said to those around him in those days, well, I baptize you with water, but the one who is coming will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, with fire. So we know that Jesus baptizes us by fire with the Holy Spirit. And then there's the baptism of desire. When sometimes things happen during our lives and maybe we aren't baptized for whatever reason, but we have that desire to belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we have that desire to belong to God, to want to be a member of His family. And that's the baptism of desire. So we start off with the collect. And this is when we're baptized, when our eyes are opened by our faith, because we behold Jesus Christ in all of His redeeming works. And that's why we're all here today, because we believe in the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we want to worship Him as He deserves and He desires. So then we get to Acts. And Peter starts off, and I love this. Peter says, therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made Him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, Peter is an awesome man, the foundation of the church, like the rock of the church. Jesus gives Peter the keys of the church. Jesus trusts him. Was Peter perfect? No. And I love it how he says, you crucified him. Well, all of us crucified the Lord. Every single person in creation had a hand in crucifying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because there's only one perfect human being, and that was Jesus Christ, God and both human. So was Peter perfect? No. But did that matter to Jesus? No. He uses each and every one of us to get His message across. Jesus came to this earth to bring us all back into relationship with our God, our Creator, our Daddy. So he says, So when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. So how did they respond when they heard this? They were cut to the heart. They cared. They listened to Peter, and they decided they better change their ways. And it might even be something for us to think about. How do we respond? Do we respond the same way as they did? Are we cut to the heart when we sin against God and each other? How do we respond? It's something for us to think about. But then they ask, and maybe we should ask too. They say, well, brothers, what should we do? So they recognize that Peter was right about Jesus Christ. They recognize that they sinned. They were sorry for their sins, and they wanted to know what to do. So Peter tells them, he says, repent. In other words, change your ways. Put God first and be baptized. Be baptized, every one of us, is to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
So what do we get when we're baptized?
Well, Peter tells us, he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins are forgiven and that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we love God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when we actually use the gift that God gives us, the Holy Spirit, then our baptism at that point becomes very real. It becomes active. We become witnessing for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because our faith is real in our hearts, in our minds, and in all of our actions. But what do we receive? All of us. We receive forgiveness of our sins. No matter what those sins are, we receive forgiveness because we've repented and changed. We receive the presence of the Holy Spirit, very powerful, very comforting, very enlightening, very guiding and directing. In all of our lives, we receive that. We also become a part of God's family. God is right then and there, our daddy. Not aloof, but familiar. Somebody we can go to, even when we know we've done something wrong, and God has his arms out open to forgive us, as long as we realize what our sins are, and we're cut to the heart. We're sorry, we repent, and we're going to change. God is truly our daddy. Jesus Christ is our brother. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. He's our Reconciler. He's our Lord. And the Holy Spirit is our Sanctifier. Living with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is what makes us special. That's what makes us holy. With God as our true center, our true goal, our true focus, when we put God first in our lives, everything else changes. And it all fits together. Jesus' resurrection is the promise of new life. Jesus' resurrection is our life. It's what motivates us. It's what makes us recognize God in everything. It helps us to become excited and energized and want to share his love for all people and bring people to know the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we can ask ourselves, as Tara is being baptized today, are we going to fulfill our baptismal promises? Are we going to keep our covenant with the Lord? Do we believe? Do we love? And do we want to share him? Are we interested enough? Is God real enough in our lives that we will keep our baptismal promises? I have to admit, for me, it's exciting to do one. I can't imagine how Peter must have felt with 3,000. But when one soul is brought back to Christ, the angels in heaven rejoice. When we are all, you know, reconciled to our Lord God, the angels in heaven are just joyful. So our job is to be an example of Christ every moment of our life. Difficult, yes, but we can do it. And most of all, we are to share his love. With the song, I would like to end with reading just a few of the verses. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray you, save my life. Jesus has. How shall I repay the Lord for all the good things he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.